Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, my good friend and fellow podcaster, Lynette Carolla, and I are taking calls and breaking down your sex and relationship questions. Topics include, what really happens at sex parties? How to stop stalking your ex, dealing with low arousal in a long-term relationship, and the results are in, study reports top clitoral techniques that really turn her on. All this and more. Thanks for listening. So my new house has this huge shower with multiple shower heads, but even with all those awesome additions, it hasn't solved one problem, sex in the shower. See, shower sex sounds good on paper, but when you try to do it, it's not that easy. But my friends at Sportsheets have created a line of products to make shower sex safer and hotter than ever. They even created a Sex in the Shower bundle in my honor. It has a large suction handle and footrest, so you can stop slipping and get into those tricky positions. They've also included my absolute favorite, the vibrating mesh sponge. How genius is that? And it's all packaged together at a special price. Now you can enjoy Sex in the Shower just as much as I do. To order your kit, head over to sportsheets.com/Emily or click on the Sex in the Shower banner on my website.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out our website and check out our blogs, you guys. We have some amazing blogs on our site that I'm so proud of. I'm proud of my amazing team, and especially this one this week that you're going to love, Tales from the Sex Dungeon. Intern Shannon actually gets into it. This is like the second part of it. She's a submissive. She gives her detailed experience. She goes to a dungeon in downtown LA with a dominatrix, and it's super hot, and she gets spanked with like different kinds of floggers while someone watches her and she has orgasms and it's hot. I never look at her the same again. So it's called Tales from the Sex Dungeon. Check that out on our website. And there's a lot more going on there, but I thought you guys might like that one because I don't think you know how much great content there is there. Also, it would feel so great. My heart would warm if you maybe followed me on social media. God knows we do fun stuff there. At Sex with Emily, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, across the board. Without further ado, I need to get into my amazing guest who I love, who's a dear friend, and I adore to a gazillion pieces, Lynette Carolla. Hi, Lynette Carolla.
I'm wasted.
I know. So Lynette showed up drunk, and that might be a first.
It's not very good for my brand. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you have a drink company.
Yeah. It's not that great when you show up drunk.
Well, listen, dude. Yeah. So, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, but maybe we won't. Well, we're going to dinner later. We'll just
we
Uber.
Are. I haven't eaten. Yes, we haven't eaten. And I haven't eaten.
That's why we have these snacks. Okay, how amazing is that? Is that cookie? Tell me if you love it.
It's my kids would love this. I would eat a bag of this at the end of the day. Adam would. We'd have to confiscate him.
Right.
If he's got to lose weight, we would take it away from him.
Okay, so let me tell you. I'm so glad you brought this up because, okay, do you eat organic and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so me too. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Organic, non-GMO, snacks, food. I don't cook, so everything I get, I have to order in. And it always bums me out because it's expensive. Whole Foods, all that stuff. But have you heard of Thrive Market yet? Thrive Market?
I've heard of it. I haven't gone there yet.
Right, because you go online. So here's the deal. So you know when you go into Whole Foods, okay, so here's my problem. I moved to a new neighborhood and there's a Whole Foods. It's so expensive, right? So everything you buy at Whole Foods, like Kind Bars or whatever, it's just more expensive. But the thing about Thrive Market is it's like one of these, they cut out the middleman, you order it from their website, and all these organic products are 20 to 40% off regular. So those Kind granola.
Mm-hmm.
See, I love this. $7 when you buy it at Whole Foods, it's $4 on their website.
I ate those for dinner for my dessert last night before I went to bed.
The Kind?
Because I was starving. I got in bed. I had to work late. I got in bed. I had the Kind protein healthy grains cereal. Okay. Honest to God, I'm not joking.
That's so weird.
I had that for dinner last night.
Okay, so what I'm telling you, you probably paid $7 for it at Whole Foods.
Yes,
I'm just telling you, I left Thrive Market. I wasn't even going to get into this now, but that now that you brought it up, that's where all these snacks came from, because I never have snacks when I want them. And I don't like spending all that money. So you go to Thrive Market. It's like a shopping club for groceries. So you pay a membership fee and then you can get like whatever you want and you save so much money. And it's like half the price of everything else. So I'll send you all the info. It's Thrive Market. Okay. It's cool. I'll tell you all more about it later. But I'm so glad I have good snacks that you like. Because what if you didn't like my snacks?
Are you kidding? You're a Jew. I'm Italian. You're a Jew. I would love any snack you gave at.
That's true though.
Gave at me.
I gave at you. I'm going to give at you snacks. Something funny happened on the way to Sex with Emily. What happened,
Dude,
Annette?
I'm so wasted right now.
I love that.
I know. First of all, I'm eating a what am I eating?
Those ginger snaps.
I'm
obsessed. They're gluten free. They have all these gluten free.
They're good, delicious.
I almost ate the whole bag before you got here. I'm glad there's some left.
All right, I know your whole crew thinks I'm a wasted lush. Listen, I know everybody's shaking their heads. No, yes,
no, they love you.
Do.
It's the most fun we've had in so long.
I was upset with the leaf blower situation in the state of California. And so I told our guys that are working for us right now with Adam on our construction. And I said, I'm sick of, what can I do it's got to be bad for them, right? Because they got to inhale all that.
I don't even know the state of leaf blowing in California.
You know the leaf blowing situation?
I don't.
Does anybody?
No.
Okay. You know that. Nobody knows.
Oh.
Okay.
I hate that. No, yeah.
Okay. So they basically put out an emission of plume of smoke. This is not why I came on the show. I don't give a shit about this stuff.
Right.
And you have to inhale all that stuff. And I said, I'm sick of inhaling this. I'm sick of hearing it. What can I do, Jose and Roberto and Alvaro? How can I change the way? And they said, first of all, do a shot. How? I don't know. No, they said, let's do it. Once we figured out the answer to our solution, then they said, let's do a shot. So then I did 2.5 shots.
Wow.
And listen, I'm a pro. So I got in the car and drove all the way over here.
But you made it.
I am on an empty stomach. And I was like, shit. Once I got here, I was like, ooh.
But we have food now for you. Look
Thank
at all
you.
Those snacks. Like,
yes.
Literally, and you can open. They got the Stacy's pita chips.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat those?
And
the kind things. And then those
I ate
Pro
a whole
Burst
bag of those Stacy's, by the way.
Yes.
I know. I'm not joking.
I've done right for you. So you also,
yes.
Lynette.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. Don't.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Because you've Corolla drinks. And you have your podcast for crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sword and Scale Rewind.
Sword and Scale Rewind is my little pet project that I've taken on that I've enjoyed. I know a lot of women out there love, and men too, but they love the true crime genre. And this true crime shit is unbelievable. So I found this podcast called Sword and Scale.
People are obsessed.
Oh, my God. And so there's 90 episodes. If you like true crime, download it, listen to those shows. However, because I was such a fan and I talked about it on my show for crying out loud, the producer of that show said, you guys just be our after show. Just be the after show of each episode. And I was like,
we do that anyway. We talk about it.
You're going to pay me to do that? I'll do that anyway. Yeah, absolutely. So episode 1 through 92, we've been doing...
Wow.
We're at episode 17.
Oh, my God.
And every episode, we're just going one by one by one. And it's phenomenal. His show is unbelievable.
Okay.
So basically, it's 30 minutes of me doing. And my, for crying out loud, co-host, we're doing a after show of us just basically breaking it down.
That's good. It's good. I mean, I've heard about it. I don't have time to listen to as many podcasts. I know that you always make me feel good because I know that you've. Text
Absolutely.
Me and you listen to the podcast like when you're at the gym, Sex with Emily, and that makes me feel good.
Yes.
Because I don't have that expectation of friends. I'm never like, have you listened to my show this week? I've actually never had that conversation with a friend.
Emily, listen, I listen to your show all the time. I try to go to the gym 3 to 4 times a week, and I listen to your show when I'm at the gym. It motivates me because
it
I'm
does.
Like,
do you get turned on?
Yeah, I'm bored. What am I going to listen to?
I don't know. You're right. Sword and Scale is just like, you got to focus.
Like,
but sex
murder.
Is kind of like...
Yeah. Sex is way... Are you kidding?
You said you came with some questions for me, though. Is there anything
so
off
questions.
The top of your head right now?
You want to get into it?
Dude,
get into it.
I mean, why
First
not?
Of all, have you watched the Showtime show, Naked Sanctum?
No.
What the Why am I the only pervert?
Tell me about it. No, but I don't have time to. I'm watching TV now.
You're fired, first of all. I'm going to have to take the show away from you.
It's like my mom. She yells at me for not watching anything.
Guys, nobody's heard of this. All right. This is a docu-series, so it's real. It's not fake.
Right.
It's a real documentary of this guy in Los Angeles who throws sex parties.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Okay, thank you. One.
Shannon.
One, two, three, she goes
to sex dungeons. She, of course, she's listening to it.
Oh, you're Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's starting. Okay, you know Damon. Okay, so Damon is the guy that started this whole thing in Los Angeles where he caters
to... Oh, is it Sanctum, the place you've... Now it's a TV show?
Okay, yeah, okay. Now it's...
How come I don't know this?
Because you're...
I just talk about...
You're too busy.
How can I be too busy?
You guys have to, like, you know, download her.
I know.
All right. Anyways, it's so fascinating. This guy started this whole thing, and it's
we're going. Shannon and I are going.
When? I want to go.
Do you want to come? Lynette would come and be fun.
Please?
She's always fun. She invited me to one. I couldn't go. It's like a party. It's like a... How do you explain it? It's like a traveling...
All right.
Come on, Shannon.
Talk
come
about
on.
It? You
Shannon,
talk about
you're the real
it?
Deal, okay. So get in here. Shannon's first
you
time
know
on the
how
show.
I found out about it is I was a guest on Suicide Girls.
Oh.
You know the Suicide Girls.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I love them.
Their podcast, one girl met her fiancé at a Sanctum party.
Oh, my God. It might not be too late for me and my fiancé.
Yes. A lot of them go to Sanctum parties.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, the Suicide Girl.
Suicide Girls, yeah.
She's in the first episode. So any episode you see a girl tatted up from, like,
more than likely
sleep,
suicide, yeah.
That's my girl. Yeah.
Okay. So you love this show. Right. So you've been, Shannon, to the Sanctum, mm-hmm. and it's a monthly party.
They do about once a month every Saturday.
In Los Angeles.
On Saturdays. And now they're going to New York, and they've started to have parties in New York as well. So
once a month in New York.
It is considered a sexual open party or a sex party. Not they don't designate themselves swingers. It's defined as more just open sex. They have an amazing performance where the workers come and they actually do a full performance that's organized, choreographed, beautiful costumes. It's technically masquerades. So it's very incognito kind of suits. The guys wear
tux. That's hot. Guys don't wear suits enough. Mm-hmm. That to me, I'm already turned on.
It's actually not even a suit. It's a tux. They have
you
to wear tux.
Die.
Yeah.
You would die.
And then the women wear either cocktail dresses or very sexy like lingerie. It's masquerade and it's very dark. And
you can choose to have sex
you can choose
or not.
Or not.
Or
and,
not.
And you've had sex there?
Yes.
In public. Okay.
Yes.
You've had sex there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, correct me if I'm wrong. They do this whole, it's like a theater, okay? Mm-hmm. So, in the docuseries, it's 4 episodes in. The guy started it, right? He hired this hoity-toity, like, hotel British guy who knows how to run 5-star hotels. So, he runs the whole, like, dinner parties, everything's no, like... Nothing is out of place.
Right.
Everything is in place. Then he hires this, like, German. Is she German? I think she's German.
I can't remember if she's German or Italian. It's Elena.
It's not Italian.
No.
She's German or Russian. I think it's German. She's a ball-busting little ball of fire.
Okay.
And she choreographs. She hires, she has a casting call. Everybody comes in. She wants to see how you look naked. She wants
to meet up with
like,
her.
She wants to.
Are you going to do this? Mm-hmm. Look how cute she is. You could do it hot, Shannon.
Oh my God.
We'll support you. Okay.
Yeah.
Get Elena.
She wants to see what you look like crawling on all hands and knees, like as a kitty. Like
I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do it. I'm too.
Right. And they cast it.
No, okay. Shannon.
So then they put, it's like a black tie, you know, masquerade thing. However, they do this whole thing.
I've heard of that.
It's a whole choreographed thing.
So what's
thing.
Your question about it, though?
My question is, have you been there?
No,
okay, I answer my own question.
Like I've been to parties like that. Parties that are like masquerade and sex parties that are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you do things like that. But not to Sanctum, which I've heard about for a while. And I'm going to go with you and Shannon.
But, yes.
Yes. And
is
you can have sex or not have sex.
$15,000? membership?
I don't think we have to pay. Is it
so,
you?
No, but that's like one of the costumes. Ooh, look at her. She does amazing. Mm-hmm. Her brand is Rocket Chick as well. She has beautiful.
We should have them on the show too.
Why not?
I went to their website once because I wanted to go. My friend wanted to go too. And then I was like, oh my God, there's 18 pages. Can we just go there, press? We'll get come on the show, talk if she's interested in that.
So
we'll get into it later. Yeah, but
well, basically, it is expensive for couples to go. It's expensive for men to go. Yeah. However, they always want more women, more girls. So I'm on their girls list.
Okay. What if Emily and I want to?
We want to be on your girls list. And I can bring guests. We're fun.
Yeah. Do I have to bring the ball and chain with me?
No.
Like literally?
If you want to do that, then he has to pay.
Oh, the ball and chain meaning your husband. Yeah. I thought you meant your costume.
No.
I'm like, dude, I've got like stuff in the closet you could wear.
Yeah, no.
We got plenty of that.
Wait, so I don't have to.
I think Adam is going to want to go anyway. No.
No, he is. He's going to have fun, like report back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And okay. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you could always ask. And, you know,
do you with your boyfriend, she's a submissive, Shannon, and she's in a relationship with a guy, but they're polyamorous?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many different ways. I don't want to box you in here, but that's hard, pretty much the
It's hard to describe exactly what we don't really have. I don't know, but open poly, yes.
Okay. And so they do a lot of fun exploits, hence the blog. We opened up the show with it. All comes full circle.
Yeah.
Sounds like a really sexy experience.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's one thing that if you're ever interested in something like that, it's a good way to kind of get a taste of it.
Right. Because you don't have to have sex either. You can go. You can just watch the show. You can be turned on.
Just watch.
It's amazing foreplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can.
It really is.
Because I've actually been to a few sex parties, and when I go, a handful, I'd say more than that maybe, but I've gone with guys that I didn't want to have sex with there, but. It was so hot. We left had sex in the car kind of thing. Like, it's good
fodder
for there or for now or for later.
Mm-hmm.
Put in your spank bank, the whole thing.
Okay.
Thank you, Shannon.
You're welcome.
That was awesome.
Shannon, just call me next time again.
Just to let you know next time we can have this discussion.
So
I'm married, not buried.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here because you're also going to help us answer calls today and questions from listeners.
Very excited.
You know, you've got the experience of being married for how many years to Adam?
Married, I don't know, 14 years, but together 22?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were on my show like two, I can't believe it's been 2 years because Facebook told me.
Yeah.
But those were such fun shows and you told a lot about how you guys met and your relationship.
Yeah, so much fun. Yeah. So I had a ball. Yeah. I know.
Okay. So we're going to get into a little bit Sex in the News right now. I thought you could help me discuss this because this Sex in the News is what women want in bed. Intercourse is not everything for an orgasm.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. So not experiencing an orgasm every time during sex, very common occurrence for women. I talk about this on the show, probably every single show, that about, you know, only 30% have orgasms during intercourse every time without clitoral stimulation. So 85% of men had an orgasm during their last sexual experience. Only 64% of women reported having one. And we're not even talking about orgasm. We're not even talking about intercourse. Okay. We're saying just in general.
Okay.
So, there's a new study. Women said, many reported that penetration alone, not enough to achieve orgasm. I know you're all going, Emily, I know you say this all the time. Don't worry, I'll get there. According to women, the key was clitoral and other stimulation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Only 18% of women, so this is lower, said they achieved a climax during sex from vaginal penetration alone. 36% they needed more clitoral stimulation. I fight with people about this still all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, really? I don't understand. Every woman, or guys, like every woman I'm with has an orgasm every time. No. Mm-hmm. What about you, Lynette? Do you need more clitoral stimulation?
I need as much clitoral stimulation as possible.
Hence why you love the womanizer, the clit whisperer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to leave with so many toys. Okay, so this is what I found the best part of it. This is the news here, though. Researchers asked the participants to check off stimulation techniques they like best. So this is actually, everyone, take some notes here. This is what women liked best.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Most women preferred a light to medium touch, while only 1 in 10 said they liked firm pressure. So don't be like, I know your clitoris is... and press down on it with your thumb. Or don't just, it's always light, light, light. Like, if anything, you guys, 5 times slower, 5 times lighter, like light. Also, they preferred the shape and style methods that were most popular were side to side movements over the clitoris, up and down, and circular motions. I'm showing it right now with my finger, even though you can't see me. So, side to side up and down, circular, or in the vicinity of the vagina or vulva. Meaning, the clitoris is just that little love button, but there's so many nerve endings throughout the clitoris. It's like a little wishbone, right? So you see, like, there's the clitoral legs, and there's just the whole teasing aspect of tease the inner thighs. Don't go right for the clitoris with your hard pounding pressure.
Emily,
yes.
I agree with everything you're saying. Okay, I'm married 21 years, whatever, how long I've been.
22.
Okay, whatever. I tell him what you're saying. And he, by the way, Mr. Loveline, Dr. Drew, he knows. So it's not anything, it's not news. So when he were getting it on, I'm like, slow down. And I say to him, Emily says, slow down. Emily says, slow down. Yes, I do. Honest to God, I'm not joking. I tell him, slow down. Okay. Then I talk to my friends who go on their dates and blah, blah, blah. And they go out on a date. They have the third date, the fourth, and they're getting it on. And the guy they're getting it on with is like you said, like,
this happens to me still, too.
And I tell them Emily said to slow down. But now, why can't guys even... They can't figure it out. So what do you do?
Okay, that's a great question.
I've been married. I've been with the same guy.
And he was always a Loveline.
Mr. Loveline.
Can't slow down.
Dr. Drew.
I
bet Dr. Drew can't slow down either.
Should we call him?
Yeah, let's call him. Let's get him on the phone. But all right, we'll work on behind the scenes.
I was going to say, I think he's on the radio right now, but he's not.
No, he's not. Fuck him, Drew. No. He can get on our show.
No, he could.
We'll call him
Matt. Okay, listen. No. Listen.
But how do you...
Okay. Here's the thing.
You have a husband that should know this.
I know.
Yeah, what do you do?
I think that in the moment, you literally... it's almost like... Learning a new behavior is hard. It is. And it's not just like saying slow down and then he keeps going. It's like, no, you stop him. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, you sit up in bed to the point where, like, we are not even having sex until you get this down. Like, I feel like if you just say it, it doesn't happen, you keep going, there's no consequences for him. I'm not talking about, like, withholding sex. I'm not talking about spanking him unless he's into that sort of thing, but we can get into that later. I just mean more like there's some kind of disconnect that's not happening there, and there's a way that you're communicating it that's not getting through to him, because we all learn differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I learn by hearing things, and I learn by experiments. So if you like try to tell me a recipe on the phone,
yeah.
I can't even talk about cooking because I still can't cook.
You want?
Yeah, anything. But I would be like, no, show me. I would need to make that lasagna. So
organic cheese. Right. Okay.
What I'm telling you is that if it's really important to you and him, I'm sure your sexual pleasure is that it's like we're such creatures of habit. So I would say it's like you gotta just show like his hands. Like I don't know how he learns, but it's like you put his hand there, you take it away, you like don't do anything else, and that's what you focus on, and then he sees the pleasure you're getting, and that's what you do.
So do you suggest
should we call Adam?
Do you suggest I say stop right there?
Yeah, okay.
Nothing until next time?
I said that wrong because people are going to get so angry. You should never use sex as like a bargaining chip, like tool.
I know.
You should never be like, oh, I'm not going to.
Yeah, but maybe you should.
No, I think it's more like, I think.
I've said it a million times.
I think it's the kind of thing, first of all, if you say this to him in the moment, stop.
Everybody's uncomfortable.
No, we're not uncomfortable. This is what we do here. Here's the thing. Communicating about sex is almost hard as challenging as having sex. Saying it the right way. So if you're like, stop, don't. He's going to have some kind of post-traumatic sex thing with you. So you absolutely don't want to be like, stop, no, don't.
Right.
It's more like, is there anything that he does that you really do enjoy?
Yeah, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff he does that I, sexually, yeah.
Like oral maybe, or?
Yes, oral. Yes.
Okay.
And he knows I like that.
Great.
And then he does that. And then I get turned on. But then it's like...
But then it goes fast.
It goes too fast.
Right. So I think it's just like, if he knows how to do oral, then I think it's more about
Why can't he be a lesbian? Like, I just want to make out with him. I just want to, like, put on, like, I don't know what the kids listen to these days. Like, Sade or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then just, like, make out with his
romance
for a while.
Right. It's about the romance.
Yeah.
It's about the romance and the kissing and the slowing down.
The romance?
You have dollars in your...
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's my son's money from lunch.
In her bra.
Okay, you see? Yeah, I told you I was buzzed.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
But I feel like he goes down and you, and it's, everything moves too fast. And you mm-hmm. want the kissing and you want to be turned on. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's more about talking about like the state of your, like saying like, I love when you're doing that. And you're like literally like pulling his head back like lightly. Be like, no, slow down. And keep having him repeat. Like if we're talking about oral sex and he's going in too fast and hard, you kind of like gently guide him back. Guide him back. You don't keep going. You don't say, F it, I'm just going to give up and okay. go back to the sex.
Okay.
And you like literally show him. And maybe there's a little bit of how you masturbate and how you touch yourself. So does he ever play through the
tray? I'm not bringing him to that arena. Like, that's my own thing. Like, that's your thing? Listen, I know what he does on his own. Well, right. I don't know. But I do my own thing on my own. And right. I don't
Well, here's the thing about the fast thing. I think that there's so many men that just really... I mean, I'm amazed too, right? I'm going on dates now. I'm dating all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And, but I feel like she just... Oh, the guy. She just met a guy that I was dating. Not dating.
You want me to imitate him?
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Do
Go
it.
Go ahead. I'll imitate him throughout the rest of the interview. I'll be him.
He does have a little affect to his voice.
I don't know what you're talking about, am I? I don't have an Is this like weird slur?
It's not a slur. It's more like, he's from the Midwest, but yet he's got a weird...
It's wee? Yeah.
I agree. Okay. I agree. I don't get it. He's not like date. Okay.
Okay.
So, I've not fooled around with him.
You have not?
No.
No.
No. No, I swear.
Shut up.
I swear.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to get the truth out of you.
No, I have nothing to hide.
You have not fooled around with that guy?
I will, but we've been so busy. I don't remember what happened. I don't remember why. Because there's like a lot going on in my life sexually right now.
Okay.
So back up. So not the guy you met, but I've gone on mm-hmm. many dates mm-hmm. in the last few years where I'm shocked, shock and awe. These men in their 30s and 40s are literally like... tearing my clothes off, if that, not even my, taking my shirt off and going right to the pants, ripping off, and then trying to put their penis, and I'm like,
yeah, I know.
First of all, what part of like arousal and turning me on and kissing and stroking through the clothing that can feel so amazing? Like, don't they understand? Have they not listened? Have they not learned?
Right.
So it's not just your husband, although that is sort of a surprising fact, but it's more common than you think. And I just feel like you'd think that maybe they would have listened, even though I always say I don't want guys to listen to the show beforehand, like listen or read a book or something or pay attention. But if I could teach every single person listening here, like 99.9% of women, they require, I always say foreplay is not a suggestion. It's actually a requirement. Men are frying pans. We are slow cookers. We need to be warmed up, turned on. And I'm not saying you need to spend 40 minutes making out. No, there's just... Even if you make out for a little bit and you take a while to undress, even start rubbing through the clothing, like mm-hmm. outer course.
Like when you were in high school.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, can you guys remember?
That was fun, right? And that was so hot. Do a callback. Back to high school.
What's wrong
So I feel like you could do some role playing and be like, no, like, wouldn't that be hot if you've been together 22 years and you wore something sexy?
No,
you liked.
No, it's not going to. Okay. No.
I think that we should have him listen to this episode, that it's a state of emergency. okay, well, thank you for sharing that. But I feel like, okay, so back to this.
Okay.
You could even send him this. Want me to send this to him?
Yes, I
Emily
will.
Emily says. Side to side, up and down, circular. And I think adding lube, that's, you said to me. Oh.
Up
you
know, and down and circular.
Up and down and circular over the clitoris. But it's not just, and again, you don't go right for the clitoris. Because for many women, it could be hidden under the clitoral hood. You got to be aroused.
Right.
So,
okay.
Lube. Is your best friend? I've never given you lube.
You say that. No, yes, you do. You've never given me personally lube, but you do say that because I listen to you all the time. Lube.
So women are more likely to orgasm when you add a few drops of lube.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, Indiana University, 80% of women study came out like we are. It's true. Even if you're already wet.
Okay.
It may mix your natural lubrication. Few
so
drops.
Why even if you're already wet?
The clitoris is not self-lubricating if you're like... starting out, like it just feels so good.
Okay.
I'll give you some. You see the vats of Joe Lube just dropped off like 100 cartons here? So we're gonna give you one carton to take home.
Yay,
the other
me.
Thing is the other styles they like were tapping, and even being pushed together like a sandwich were ticked on the list. Oh, I'm gonna continue this in a moment, but I have to do a quick shout out. Oh, this is perfect. Thrive Market. We've been eating. I kind of feel bad because I can't stop eating them. And I'm sorry if I've been chewing on the show a little
bit. Starving.
But I don't cook and I'm all about ordering in food.
Me too.
I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. And Thrive Market, this is the best thing ever. You'll appreciate this being a podcaster. They approached me.
They did.
So They were like, hi. I'm like, hi, I already love you. Like, I'm already in love with you. It's like if you matched, you're not on dating apps. You swipe and you're like, oh my God, I've had a crush on you. You're my neighbor and you want to date me already. And there you are on Bumble. They were like, I love you, Thrive Market. Because first of all, I live near Whole Foods in Erewhon. Have you been to Erewhon?
Yes.
It's like the most expensive, but I want organic food. I want non-GMO.
Yeah.
So Thrive Market, it's truly life-changing because they have the best premium and organic products at wholesale prices. It's like 50% off and they have the best selection, high quality food. There's no guesswork at all. So they work with the brands like Kind, like Stacy's Pita Chips to cut out the middleman so they get cheaper prices. They get less expensive prices. So you filter their categories so you can be like, oh, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, paleo, sustainably farmed. And this saves me so much time. Because even if you go to other sites, like I don't even know any site that does this. And I saw an interview with the founder, like I'm fascinated by him because
I love that.
Grew up not a lot of money, like on a commune with his family. And he was like, this is how we save money on food. And then he came up with this whole organic thing. Mm-hmm. And so like, I don't have to read labels. Everything I get is right on. And I just think, you guys, this is going to be life-changing for you too. And as an introduction, Thrive Market's offering Sex With Emily listeners a free 30-day membership, $60 in free groceries and free shipping.
What?
And all you have to do is go to thrivemarket.com/Emily. And remember that $60 off is on top of the 25 to 50% you'll already be saving there. So try it today. That's thrivemarket.com/Emily. And I want to keep them as a sponsor for life. So if you guys think this is, I've never said this on the show, but like truly, if you guys are interested, go do that now.
Absolutely. I got people to feed. Okay.
Right.
It makes
brilliant
sense.
Too. Yes. The guy's amazing who started it.
I love that.
I love it too. That. Okay. So back to the clitoris.
Yeah.
I find this interesting. So you know how you can, the women, these are the three moves I told you what they liked, also push together like a sandwich. So pushing your clitoris.
Labias. Yes.
Labias.
Yes. But how do you translate that into a dude that doesn't really, like,
you got to take his hand.
It's a blowjob and go to bed or, you know.
Right. Right. Like, I feel like you have to let him know that that's also really, that he's going to get the blowjob. He knows that. But this stuff is important to you.
I tell him that. And, you know, I'm not trying to goof on him.
Do you guys ever go away just
trying to goof on him? Yes, we do.
And that would be a good time to say, push it together like a sandwich, my labia.
Yeah, I tell him that. He's like, he gets a little squeamish. He doesn't know what a labia is.
Right, most guys don't. That's true. I could send you home with a vulva puppet. Or my book. I know. Did I give you my book before?
He did a show called Crank Yankers. I don't know if you've heard, but like vulva puppet would have went really well back then. No,
I haven't heard of it, but I should give you. Should I just come over and we'll have dinner?
Yeah, that would be really.
I actually like it. I like it.
It needs to come from somebody like but me or Susan Pinsky. No offense, Dr. Drew's wife.
Right.
But it's got to come from somebody else but me.
Right. And we talked at the party. We talked at the summit. We were just at Drew's birthday party.
Right.
So.
Right.
Okay. I think that's
enough
the plan.
About me, but
maybe here's the thing. You know how kids like sex education? I feel like oftentimes they don't really want to hear it from their parents.
Yes, that's true.
What if maybe I need to pull Adam aside? Is that uncomfortable? I mean, I know I'm saying this on the air, but like I feel like it could be cash and just be like, this is a thing.
Only it,
because maybe he's heard you say it a certain way, or you and I need to come up with a plan offline because everyone wants me to keep going here. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
And I. Because now I feel like it's my mission to help you with this. Because there's so many couples that can relate to this. Because you deserve to have this.
I absolutely deserve it. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So did we cover this whole thing? Let's see what else. Oh, here's the thing. Women also disagreed with the notion that longer duration of sex gave way to a better orgasm. So that doesn't mean that you have to pound for 45 minutes. That does not mean she's going to have a better orgasm. And here's the most common contributors. This is the interesting thing, too, that we can break down for your husband and everyone else. Bringing a woman to climax included spending time to build arousal.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I've been saying. Right. That's all I want.
Right? You want to make out. You want to touch your breasts over your clothes, slow down. And it's almost the same amount of time that you could spend pounding away and roughly swiping at her clitoris. You could spend that with foreplay. Over the clothing, that's the same amount of time that would help build arousal. This is what's problem is that men, when I said they are frying pans, what I mean by that is he sees you, hot, sexy wife, ready to go, and you're like, I was just having shots with the gardener. No.
Yeah,
like,
I was
just, right. No, I was just helping the kids or making whatever.
Right.
Whatever you're doing at home, we're not turned on at the same time as our partners.
Right.
So there's building arousal, emotional intimacy. So you need to feel like you talk about things and you connect.
He's not going to get that.
Okay.
I get it. He doesn't.
Okay, well, maybe we skip that one.
Yeah, skip
you
that
You can't
one
have them all.
Us. Yeah.
Having a partner who knows what they like and clitoral stimulation.
Okay.
Clitoral stimulation is just, it's like a tool.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you could teach it, like it's almost like you need to isolate it, which hence the vulva puppet. If you isolated it and showed them how maybe that would work.
Would Jim Florentine be the voiceover for the puppet, for the vulva puppet?
But honey, we can do whatever you want, and this is not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I agree. It's just getting the conversation started. That's the issue.
Well, I think we're just going to send him this podcast.
Yeah, would you?
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to calls right now. Yes, I will.
Good.
That was fun. Okay, Lynette, this is very special. We don't do calls on every show, but for you, I wanted calls. I love the call shows because I get to talk to the people. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, you can text me your question. Just text Ask Emily. It's all one word to 797979. You do that, you get a link. And then in that link, you fill out the form, you ask a question. And also go to sexwithemily.com via the Ask Emily tab and ask your question there. And always include your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show.
Great.
First call. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Nick. He's 25. He's from Boston, and he said that his friend is sending mixed signals, and it's messing with his feelings.
Mm.
So let's help him. Hey, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. So happy to hear from you. I'm with my friend Lynette Carolla, so you've got two people here to help you.
Two gals.
Two
Hi,
gals.
Nick.
What's going on?
Thank you so much for taking my call. And just as I said in the email, I've had a really close friend. We've gotten close over the years. And it kind of started one night when we had maybe a few too many drinks and we ended up cuddling for the whole night. And since then, whether we're out drinking or sober, hanging out, there's been more than one time where I felt it's kind of crossed the line of friendship. And there's a lot of cuddling, a lot of touchy feelingness. He's told me that he loves me, and I'm not sure if it's just being friendly or if it's more than that.
Okay. You're gay. Is he gay?
No, he identifies as straight.
Okay.
And has a girlfriend.
So the only time he's with the touchy and feely stuff is when he's drunk, buzzed.
Also when he's sober.
Oh, okay. So when he's sober, he is too. But what do you think? I mean, I'm feeling like he has a girlfriend, correct?
Yes, he has.
And so, how long have you guys been friends?
We've been friends for about 5 years now.
Okay. And when did the attraction start to kind of escalate? I'm sure you, maybe since the beginning, you've been attracted to each other, or tell me about the history of that.
So it started, we were roommates in college during my senior year. We got really close, but it was just very much a friendship. He's a year younger than me. When I graduated, I had come back to visit him, and that's when it started, and that's when the attraction kind of began. And I would say since then, it's escalated.
Okay. So here's the thing. You can't push him to kind of do what you want him to do. I mean, you're not going to be able to convince him that leave his girlfriend, he's got to be with you and, you know, have this experience, although he might be attracted to you. And so I feel like you guys are really good friends, but it sounds like it's just really distressing to you, correct?
Yeah, I would say that's the hardest part for me. In no way do I want to force him into anything or change what he's feeling. But I guess what I'm kind of looking for is a way to remove myself from the situation. And it's kind of tough because we have a mutual group of friends that we spend a lot of time together.
Right.
So I don't really know what to do and how to get over him and move forward.
Honey, I'm sorry. Cause it's so hard. It's like you're going through a breakup. And so I would say like the things that you have to do are you got to make the break. You got to to have a talk with him, because not like you're in a fight, but it's really hard for you. So you have to remove yourself from the situation. And that means blocking his phone number. And I know you might not do all these right away, but let me tell you what it looks like, okay? No contact for 6 months. You can't follow him on social media, no Facebook, no checking the Instagram. I understand that you all have the same friends. You know, you're 25 years old, though. Like, there's a lot of people out there, I'm sure, that you're going to be that you have friends. You're just going to have to avoid that group for a while. And it's going to be hard at first. Kind of quitting a person is kind of like quitting a drug or like quitting drinking or breaking any habit. But this was going to continue to happen if you stick with him. So you have to start taking these steps to distance yourself. Can you
do
I know.
I think I can do that. It's definitely tough. I have tried before to kind of have a conversation with him and tell him where my feelings were and how it's confusing for me. And it worked for a little while, but then after like a month, we were just right back to where we started.
Exactly.
I guess I really just have to work on it.
You do. Well, Nick, I'm really proud of you because it's a really mature question to ask, because a lot of us, I mean, God knows, I know I've done this. I've stayed too long. Or I'm like, we shouldn't do this, you know, and then get drunk and you hook up with someone and you keep doing it. Right, Lynette, what do you think?
Yeah, I have a question. Hi, Nick. How do you quit somebody? Like, you say you gotta, like, stop. Emily is saying stop with the Instagram. What kind of suggestions can you give to people?
How does he get through that?
I'm 48. I'm following people that I used to not. Like, I don't know how you...
You literally, it's like, okay, so I've had to do this too.
Treat it like alcoholism?
You do. I broke up with someone a few years ago and I was constantly like, I'd be embarrassed. Like I had to like, I know like my office like logged into my Facebook. I'm like, if they saw how many times I'm checking his profile, like I would clear it, right? I was like, okay, you've checked it every day this week. Or I've gone to his Instagram and I'm like, you know what? And I talked to a friend about it. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. I think like, I had 2 days sober from checking his, and it got easier. It just got easier. And then like a week went by and then I thought, okay, you know what? I didn't think about it anymore. It got easier, just like everything else. So you just stop. It's like you just have to have the self-control. And so that's why I'm saying, Nick, this is such a great question you're asking me. I'm so glad. And it's really mature because, of course, your boyfriend, he's not having consequences. Your friend, your guy friend. He's like, yeah, Nick, I love you. We're good friends. We can be flirty, but I've got my girlfriend. So you probably want to find a relationship, Nick, and you want to be surrounded around people that make you feel good. And this doesn't totally feel good anymore. And that's what you got to do.
And Nick, you deserve it.
Of course. Yeah,
yes.
You do.
You deserve it.
Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Keep me posted,
I've definitely
sweetie.
Felt like, sorry?
No, yeah, keep me posted. What were you going
to
say?
Yeah, definitely. I was just going to say to your comment, I definitely feel like at this point he kind of has his cake and is eating it too. And
yes.
It's been really tough for me. And that's why I kind of wanted to reach out, because I feel like I deserve better and I want to be happy. And
right.
It's just. Trying to figure out how to navigate that and move forward.
I'm telling you, you know what, sweetie, you so deserve better. He is having his cake and eating it too. And the longer that he's in your life and that you've got this connection to him, it's blocking the other people from coming into your life that are going to make you happy and that are right for you. So that's the sooner you do it, the more the faster all the good people and good energy can come in. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for calling, sweetie.
Thank
Keep
you so
posted.
Much, Emily.
Bye. Thank you.
I can't even imagine being a millennial.
I know. Or being anything and being in love and everything. Here's the thing. You break up with somebody or you date someone. Even if you're dating them. I'm dating
right.
Like a few guys. You know one of them.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
I'm friends with all of them. I can see what they're all doing. Like he had a date last night.
I don't
night,
know how you can do that.
Well,
can't
thank
even
God
imagine.
I have a job and I have friends. But swear to God, you it's very hard. And you got to be like, I don't really try to check the. I know already it is kind of like an alcoholic. We're eating like, you know, I only eat these healthy snacks now.
Right.
I know that eating really bad foods make me feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if I go to this person's social media, that's going to make me feel bad.
Mm.
So you just, it's like right before you stop. You just do it and you get into a habit. It's like, it's a whole new world and it's really not fun, but it's not easy. But we can all do it. And I think we all need to do it. Even if you're not in a relationship, we need to stop being so addicted to social media.
Yes.
Including myself, which I am.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
Okay, another call. So our next caller is Joshua. He's 24 from Oakland. And he wants to talk about lasting longer during sex and challenges with his girlfriend and his sex life. So let's get into it. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Tell me everything.
I'm doing well.
I'm here with my friend Lynette Carolla. She's very experienced here to help me answer questions for you. With
Joshua.
With you,
cool.
With you, for you, with us. We're all together.
Yeah. 24.
So let's recap. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, so basically, prior to being with her, I've always been able to go at least anywhere from like an hour to 2 hours, and it's always been a constant thing. And even with her from the beginning, it was that way. And then somewhere in between when we started getting like really serious, it just jumped down to like 15 minutes and that was it. And it caught me off guard because I've never been able to come that quick in my life. I've never really experienced anything.
How long have you been with her?
We've been together 2 years now, and we got serious like within like 6 months is when it kind of started changing.
Okay. And that's when it started changing. And now you're basically saying that you're ejaculating before you want to every time you have intercourse.
Yeah. And it's not like it's like really, really quick. It's just,
it's not what it used to be. I don't understand what the difference is.
It always, I mean, well, sex does change over time. It changes when you're in a relationship with somebody. And the truth is, longer isn't necessarily always better. So is this a problem for you, or is this a problem for her? Have you guys talked about it?
Yeah, and it's more for me. Right. She's perfectly fine with how things are. And I've always been, I guess, known for that. And then for it to change on me, it's just different.
Right, no, absolutely. So tell me, is there anything going on with your health? Have you been to a doctor?
No.
Got checked out? Have you changed? Are you drinking, smoking? What's your diet?
No. Okay. I live a pretty active lifestyle. Everything seems like I'm going to the gym at least 4 times a week. I eat really healthy. It's just different.
And you live together. What about masturbation? Talk to me about your masturbation routine.
I mean, that's maybe twice a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what kind of porn are you watching?
It's all over the spectrum. I'm very much into dom, so I guess that could be another thing.
You want to be dominated?
No. I guess, okay, yes, in a way, sometimes, but then it's also a little bit different on the fact of I'm a very dominant person in everything that I do. So I guess it's at both hands. So I'd like to be dominated, and I also am very dominant in that.
Right. Okay. So I think, to me, there's a few things going on here. So the first thing, for lasting longer in bed, I mean, there's so many things you could do. I feel like during masturbation, you know, maybe when you're not watching the porn, you could practice edging. Have you ever done the edging? It's a practice where you masturbate and you, until the point where you're just about to ejaculate and you're about to go over, and then you stop and you bring yourself back down again. It's like a breathing technique. So you could start to kind of learn ejaculatory control. So when you're actually having intercourse, you're having sex with your partner, you can like know when that's going to happen and know how to bring yourself down again, right? So that's a practice if you're interested in lasting longer. I mean, that's...
Okay.
I talk about it a lot. Okay. There's a lot of information about it on my website. But that's part of it. But it doesn't sound like that's the main problem to me, because no one's complaining. And to be honest, a lot of women, like you said, used to last an hour and a half. I don't know. Lynette, have you ever, even at the beginning of time, like, wanted sex to last an hour and a half?
No. Well, not unless the guy takes his time, then it lasts an hour.
We've been talking a lot about men slowing down and foreplay and all that stuff. So how is your sex life besides, like, overall with your partner? You've been together, I'm sorry, you said 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And how is the actual, like, besides the fact that you feel like you're not lasting long enough, how is the sex?
It's really good. We live about 2 hours apart, so it's a little bit different having to travel the time, but I make the trip at least probably 3 times a week.
Okay.
So every time that I'm up there, normally we're having sex, but there are those times that it's, you know, I would assume that it'd be a normal sex life.
Right. So have you guys ever talked about your sex life?
Occasionally. She says that I talk about it too much.
Well, I mean, that means that maybe the way you're talking about it, she's not really able to hear you, because I believe that she probably does want to connect with you intimately and emotionally, and she loves you. And so I feel like give me an example of the last time you talked about sex. What did you say? Or one time, one thing you've ever said.
Yeah, I think the last time that we spoke about it, it was about me going down on her. And she used to have a really big issue with that. She was at the point where she was actually, and this is something we've talked about, she was afraid of pretty much squirting in my mouth. And that's what was holding her back. So,
right. Does she squirt? She typically squirts?
Yeah.
Okay. And you told her, no problem, babe. That's hot.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So does she masturbate on her own? I feel like that she's, is she your age as well? 24?
And this is another thing. She's actually one of the youngest girls I've ever dated. She's 20, 22.
Okay, so she's just starting out. It's actually, you might be one of our first few partners. A lot of women in their early 20s are not comfortable with their bodies. You might be the first guy's ever gone down on her. She's got so many insecurities and doesn't quite feel comfortable yet. So there's like a learning process. Like no matter, like just at her age, like she can't even be where you'd want her to be yet, because she hasn't had that kind of time and assurance and conversation. So I'm sure when you're like, babe, I want to go down on you, it's okay if you squirt in my mouth. She's like, what? Like, I'm just figuring out.
Has she ever squirted before him?
Exactly.
Has she ever squirted before you?
No.
No. Okay.
So she has orgasms.
It's got to be a freaky thing.
Right.
Yeah. So she's having orgasms.
it definitely caught her off guard. And that was probably the second time that we were ever together is when that happened. now it's a normal thing, and she didn't really seem to have a problem with it. But
okay, so she doesn't want you to go down, right? So I just feel like there's more of the way you guys can talk about this is you got to just say like, I want to please you, I love you, I love being with you, and like let's talk about some things that like turn you on and understand your body and just kind of take the pressure off. Not so much like I need to go down on you, why won't you let me? But you guys, you know, it helps to listen to the show together. I'm sure you've been listening. You know that it helps a lot of couples. But I feel like you just need to kind of like probably slow down and listen more and not tell her like what you want, but just say, babe, I just want to help you learn about sex as well. And like, what can we do to turn you on? And maybe you like watch some porn together, buy some books, go to a sex toy store. Like there's things that you could do that isn't giving her that pressure of like, let me go down on you, let me do all these things. It sounds like there's a lot of different things going on here and you just have to kind of let this all sink in with her and let her learn at her own pace.
Okay.
And just go easy on it. Go easy on both of you and let it happen gradually. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Joshua. Have a great day. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Wow.
Right? It's tricky. Section 20.
Yeah. I can't imagine being like, I mean, the girl squirted for it. I've never squirted.
Really?
No.
Mm-mm. Have you ever had the magic wand?
No.
Okay. That helps. I'll give you the magic wand before we leave. Okay. But it's a good vibrator. No, squirting doesn't happen to everyone. You're right. At 21, 22.
Yeah, she's so young.
She's still, I feel like a lot of women in their early 20s, mid-20s,
yes.
20s, they're just not comfortable with oral sex. No, they're not comfortable with their bodies at all. And so there was a lot to unpack here.
Yes.
And it would have been I would love to just see him like, you know, Joshua, this is what's going on. But I love that he's asking. I love that he wants to improve her sex life. And hopefully they can find, again, it's about communicating. Like the way he's saying it could be pushing her away. So.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got our next call. It's Derek and Melissa, 47 Sacramento. They want to talk about their relationship, low arousal.
Hi, guys.
This is Lynette Carolla. She's here with me to help you. Hi. Thanks for calling, you guys.
How's it going?
It's going so well. How are you? We're really excited to talk to you.
I'm a little buzzed, but other than that, I'm fine.
Yes, let's have fun. Let's have fun. This is all good. I know this is kind of a first for all of us, so let's have fun with it, right?
Good. So fun. Yeah. Tell us.
All right. So as you mentioned, Melissa and I have been together for 25 years, and we've gone through like some really cool ups and downs and things like that. And, you know, sexually, lifestyle, it's different, and we do different things. We did the swinging. We even kind of did the poly thing for a while, and it was all good, you know? It was totally cool. But we needed to take a step back and kind of spend some time on us. And so we did that. And it's been really cool. But Melissa wasn't one to, like, show a lot of, like, interest in sex. I mean, she did have it. And once things got going, it was kind of cool. And I'm a words of affirmation and physical touch. Emily, I think you can relate to that.
Yes, that's my love language.
I know. Yeah. I did my research. But you also know that lack of words and lack of physical touch actually has like a really big impact too, you know? And so it's been kind of a bummer, you know, and sometimes it's kind of like sad and stuff, but it's all good. We would actually get into the act of having sex and it was cool. Now, but recently, I'm kind of finding out that there hasn't been a lot of arousal during the sex, which it's kind of sad for me, of course. And then, you know, Melissa's talked about testosterone and hormone levels and things like that. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out like, how do I navigate?
Well, that's the thing I was going to say. I'm telling you, I saw your email, I read the ages. I wanted to know about Melissa, if she's been tested, hormones. Are you 47? You're both 47, right?
No, I'd like to set the record straight. I'm actually 45.
Okay, well, let me just tell you, that's about the time. Have you ever had your levels checked?
Actually, it's funny you ask that, because this last week, I did go to my primary care physician, and I had talked to her about that, and she is sending me to a functional medicine physician, and I'm hoping to get all the tests when I go there.
First of all, you've been together a long time, you're trying all these things, and I love how open and how you're communicating. I mean, really, you guys are great. You're in such a great position, but I got to tell you, arousal, desiring sex, so you're saying you're not even turned on, like you're not getting wet, and you're not desiring sex. So there's like arousal and desire. Neither one of those is really like, Melissa, do you know the difference? It's kind of hard to sometimes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you're having sex, are you turned on, or do you just think about sex? Like where are you at, Melissa?
I don't have it just pop in my head through the day. It's not something I think about a lot or very much at all. Like Eric said, it used to be I wasn't really into it, but once we would start having sex, then it was fine and it was great. And And I would, yeah, definitely show the signs that I was into it. But I'm noticing that that's less and less.
Okay, so I think, and I think, Lynette, I think this is a great time to talk about it. I can't wait to hear what your doctor says. And I got to be honest, though, Western medicine doctors aren't always great at handling women with hormones, and you might have low testosterone, estrogen. A lot of women, they're giving them the estrogen patch. It doesn't necessarily work. And actually, Lynette, I'm so glad you're here. I think that you could, and again, I could give you a lot of different things to talk about right now, but I actually, what you're describing to me sounds like it might be hormones. So Lynette, will you talk about your experience? Because I'm actually,
She's gone through has been amazing. Yes, for sure. So, Melissa, have you had your hormones checked?
She just did, she said, but she hasn't gotten the tests back yet.
Okay, so I went to an OBGYN that specializes in hormonal therapy. And what that means is they basically check your hormones and they'll decide whether you need more progesterone or testosterone or whatever it is. They'll level it out and they'll give you what you need. And I had to get pellets because I had no testosterone, which means my sex drive was basically zero. So they gave me these pellets. What they do is they just give you like an insert in your side, in your hip. And they just, it's a lot of OBGYNs do it now, I think.
Do they? I haven't heard that many do it, but I'm very interested as well. But I feel like it's not as common of a practice, but you should look around. They're not talking about testosterone as much. I feel like it's newer science.
Yes.
And you guys are in Sacramento. I mean, maybe.
If you can find a doctor that can do it, I highly recommend it because
what happened?
It changed my life.
And you did it at 45, right?
Yeah, I'm 48. I did it at 45 and it changed my life. I didn't have to be on antidepressants. It made my sex drive go up. It took a while to get even into my levels were even, but it doesn't take that long. And you go every 4 to 5 months, they insert the pellets and first they do the blood test and then they see what your levels are. And then after that, they figure out how much testosterone, progesterone you need. And then after that, they adjust, keep going every 4 months.
And I feel like there's a lot of women who don't really have this kind of information about this. So what do you think about this, Melissa?
Well, that is actually, we just stumbled upon this last weekend because I was listening to a podcast, The Lady Gang, and Candace Birch was on, and she's a hormone health educator, and so I learned quite a bit about the hormones and that there could be a lot more connected to that than what I realized.
Yeah, because what you're talking about is arousal. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're talking about right now. So I almost feel like while you get your test back, if that's not it, then you guys are calling into the next show. But I feel like you guys are trying all these things to make it work. And you're telling me that it used to be that you got turned on in the middle of sex and now you're not. And I feel like that there's not a lot of information out there for women right now about this. And so if your doctor's like, I don't know, I would find another doctor because there are doctors that specialize in hormones and you're right at that age.
Yeah.
So perimenopausal. So can you keep us posted and let us know if that works for you?
Yes, we can.
Okay, was there
we'll do that.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you both.
Good luck, you guys.
Good luck. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
They don't realize that it's out there, that there's something out there that can help you with your sex drive and your, just in your energy.
Right.
Like your day-to-day
it's
energy.
It's so true. And women, I think also, they'll just say like, take an antidepressant or do something like that. You were before that, we'll talk about it, but people do that. They're on antidepressants and other things can help.
You don't need it.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. So this has been a fun show, Lynette. I'm so glad you're here. How can everyone find you, Lynette?
You can find me at Lynette Carolla, at LYNETTECAROLLA, at Twitter, Facebook. I'm at Lynette Carolla at all across the board. And
For Crying Out Loud.
And Sword and Scale Rewind. And
Mangria.
Yes, Mangria.
Corolla Drinks. Which are delish.
Yeah, IPA. Beer, which is out now. Yeah.
I want your beer.
I have beer. I brought it for you.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to put all that on our website as well. But follow Lynette. She's awesome and beautiful and smart and hot. Thank you to my amazing team. Thank you to everyone for calling in. You're so great. The listeners, the callers.
Great team.
Right?
Yeah.
I love my team. Thank you to everybody. Ken, Jamie, our intern, Shannon, producer Lark, Michael. God, I have a good team. I love them.
Yes.
Okay. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you?
email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. If you're ever curious about where to start with a toy, let me help you out. For many, a compact massage wand is the perfect choice. They're small, easy to use, and feel amazing for external stimulation. Hands down, my favorite is the Mystic Wand Rechargeable from Vibratex. The curved handle makes it so easy to really stimulate and pleasure the right spots. I love that it's silent and powerful with different patterns that all feel so good. There's a lot packed into this curvy, sexy little wand. It's equally fun to play with alone or with a partner. The Vibratex Mystic Wand Rechargeable is available now. Get yours today at Vibratex.com or by clicking on the Mystic Wand banner on my site.